Yeah, the International Court of Justice is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, court in the world. Next year, it will be celebrating its 75th anniversary. And in over 74 years of the court's existence, it's had over 109 judges. And out of the 109, only 4 have been women. And so women have represented less than 4% of the judges on the International Court of Justice, making it one of the lowest numbers in the world.
Among those who are competing, what is the percentage of women?
So the elections will be held by the Security Council and the General Assembly of the United Nations simultaneously. There are 8 judges who are contesting for the 5 seats available. And out of the 8 judges, 3 of them are women. And 2 out of the 3 women are contesting for re-election. So there's only 1 new candidate, the candidate from Croatia, who is standing for a first term nomination and election.
Is there an African among those contesting for this position?
Yes. Out of the 3 women, there's 1 African woman, Judge Julia Sabutinde of Uganda.
Who is Judge Sabutinde?
Judge Sabutinde is the first African woman to serve on the court. She was elected in 2012, so her 9-year term is coming to an end. According to the court, a judge can be re-elected for a second term, making it a maximum of 18 years. Before Judge Sabutinde came, there had been 14 African men who had served on judges on the court. And each of these 14 judges were supported by the African Union or the African Group of States to stand for a second term of election. So this is the first time that Judge Sabutinde, as the first woman, is going to be contesting for re-election to the court for her second term.
Why do you think it's significant that African states support her candidacy?
The norm, even though it's not necessarily a written rule, has been that the African Union, or the OAU at that time, this court has been in existence since 1946. So the OAU, or the AU as we have it now, have always come out to support the incumbent. In this case, the incumbent is Judge Julia Sabutinde. But this time around, there has been a lot of politics also going on whereby the African Union has not expressly come out to endorse her. In addition to her, 2 candidates have been added on to the Africa plate. So one candidate from Rwanda and the other one from Nigeria. Judge Julia Sabutinde has over 41 years of experience as a judge. So we are not making the advocacy for her to be re-elected or re-nominated or endorsed by the African Union just because of gender. She has the experience. She's served on international courts such as the Special Court for Sierra Leone. She has served 8 going on 9 years at the ICJ. She's written over 65 judgments and other opinions that have been important for the decolonization of the African state. So with all of this, she comes with a lot of experience. She's done a good job so far in her 9 years. And I think it's just the right thing for the African Union to endorse her, like they did with all the 14 other judges before her. So the question for us is, why is it that the first African woman who is contesting for re-election has not been expressly endorsed? Beyond gender, it's hard to figure out what else could be going on. But we do know that elections to international courts also involve a lot of high-level politics. So the African Union should come out, endorse the incumbent, and let the chips fall where they may, and let the strongest candidate come out.
What do you think are the electoral prospects, Judge Sabutinde?
Well, it's always hard to tell, as you agree with me, but we see with the current ongoing electoral issues in the United States in terms of counting of votes. The elections at the ICJ are also based on a secret ballot. And it's also not just based on the merit or judicial record. It's also based on geopolitics and a lot of diplomacy. So there is some horse trading that happens within the United Nations, whereby states can shift their gains and their losses and vote for different candidates. So in as much as Judge Julia Sabutinde has a lot of experience, she has the merits and the qualifications, and it's left up to states to decide for themselves who they want for which region for different calculations. Overall, I'm hopeful that Judge Sabutinde has the prospects of being re-elected. If the African Group of States will support a strong candidate, I think she's the one. It's not because of her gender, but in terms of the record, beyond the Africa region, it's also important for the rest of the world. She's a good and a strong, excellent judge. And if we go into the international level, gender has to be taken into consideration. And I think the elected members of the Security Council and General Assembly should look into the gender aspects of these elections as well.